I think along with anybody who heard this tragic story, it was one of shock. You know, I think it was a real tragedy. It was a situation where a young Roma woman had come to Ireland with her family and had, you know, experienced, you know, a very brutal death. And I think it was very shocking.
It took a long time before her body was found. I mean, there was quite a gap there in between. That must have been very disturbing and upsetting for the family, who had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I think the experience of the Rostas family, you know, must have been heartbreaking as well. And, you know, as Pave Point have said, we really offer our condolences to the family. I think one of the most striking aspects of that is when the Rostas family, you know, knew that Marioro was missing. They found it very difficult to report this, so there was some time before they were actually able to let the Gardaí know. And this is, I think, symbolic of the exclusion that many Roma people face in Ireland. So, you know, even engaging with what can be quite a complicated system, language issues and so on. So I think, the family were in a very vulnerable position themselves.
Do you think they were nervous about the guards' reaction, or what was it that was, aside from the language, I guess, that was holding them back?
I don't have the information on that, so I'm not too sure. I mean, I do think language was a key issue.
You decided then to hold a vigil. What kind of response was there to that?
I think as an organisation, we had got a lot of emails, calls from people who wanted to show some sort of solidarity with the Rostas family. So in response to that, and as an organisation, we felt it was very important to have a public and collective display of solidarity for the family. It was, in such tragic circumstances, it was encouraging to see that people, were offering solidarity, and the Roma community have experienced a lot of discrimination in Ireland. But I think people really were touched by this situation. So the vigil was that opportunity to really, as a mark of respect for Marioro and for her family, to communicate that there were people here who were touched deeply by her death and wanted to express that to the family. Interestingly as well, we were in touch with Romani Chris, a Roma organisation in Romania, and they wrote a letter of solidarity, which is on the Pave Point website, where they expressed, the kind of a similar message to Pave Point, that this was a tragic case and really had to be seen in the context of the discrimination that Roma people face and the vulnerability of Roma communities. So I think for everybody and for a wider community than the organisations, people were really struck by this tragic death.
The vulnerability is the point that comes up quite a lot, and there's certainly a question as to whether this would have even happened if she wasn't Roma, or whether the very fact of her being Roma made her so very vulnerable to somebody, and even, the fact that people didn't even take much notice of it, that she got into this car in the middle of the day and nobody had really even spotted it. It was almost like there's, an invisibility around them.
Well, we're very aware that there, the Roma community in Ireland has been quite marginalised. So, there are people who are being put in situations where they are at risk of violence. There are many, it's quite a complex issue, and there are many issues that cause this, such as lack of access to employment in Ireland. In Ireland, if you're from Romania or Bulgaria, you have to have a work permit to work here, which can be a big barrier to accessing employment. There's also issues around discrimination and access to employment, and other issues around language and literacy issues. So I think the conditions in Ireland are setting the scene to marginalise Roma. The state's response to Roma communities in Ireland isn't adequate. So it creates a situation where people are put in very vulnerable positions. And particularly then when you look at a Roma woman. So she faces discrimination as a Roma person, as a woman, and also as a migrant. So there are layers of discrimination as well. Mm.